Part 3. The Elephant's Child and the Crocodile. The python snake arrived at that moment. He said to the elephant's child,
"The crocodile will eat you, my friend. You must pull as hard as you can. Pull, my young friend, pull!"
The elephant's child pulled and he pulled. It was no good. His nose was still in the crocodile's mouth. The crocodile also pulled as hard as he could. He pulled and he pulled. The elephant's child's nose began to grow longer and longer. Suddenly, the elephant's child gave an extra hard pull and he was free. He sat back on the ground. His nose was very long now and very warm. He put it into the great, grey, green Limpopo River for a moment.
"Why are you doing that?"
asked the python snake.
"My nose is too long,"
the elephant's child told him.
"Perhaps the river will make it small again."
"Your nose will always be like that now,"
the python told him.
"But I don't like it,"
cried the elephant's child.
"Perhaps you'll like it one day,"
the python said.
"But it isn't a nose anymore. It's too long for a nose. We'll call it a trunk."
The elephant's child was not very happy at all. At that moment, a mosquito flew onto the elephant's child's head. The elephant's child lifted his trunk and hit the mosquito. The mosquito flew away.
"A trunk is a good thing,"
the python said.
"It's very useful."
The elephant's child began to play with his new trunk. He picked up some grass. He ate the grass happily.
"Now tell me something,"
said the python.
"Do people hit and punish you? Do you like that?"
"Of course not,"
replied the elephant's child.
"I don't like it at all."
The python smiled at him.
"Now you've got a trunk,"
he said.
"Now you can hit and punish them."
The elephant's child smiled too.
"That's an idea,"
he said slowly.
"A very good idea."
He walked home. When he arrived, all his uncles and aunts were happy to see him.
Come here, elephant's child,
they cried. The elephant's child moved towards them. He smiled happily. One by one, he punished his uncles and his aunts with his new trunk.
Where did you get the new nose?
They asked him.
"It's not a nose,"
the elephant's child told them.
"It's a trunk. I asked the crocodile what he eats. Then he gave me the trunk."
We want trunks too!
All the elephants cried. They ran off to the great, grey, green Limpopo River. When they found the crocodile, they asked him,
What do you eat?
The crocodile pulled their noses. And now, all elephants have got trunks.